Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with one of our favorite regular guests, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, about Brian Koberger. I want to get your insight as to what we've all been speculating on over the last couple of weeks, and that would be the parents of Brian Koberger going into an investigative grand jury in Pennsylvania. Initially, it was reported that it was connected to a different murder. The local police saying, nope, nothing to do. He has no connection to this whatsoever. But obviously, they can't comment on a grand jury convening, investigative or not, about why the conversation actually would be taking place. What is your take on all of this? There's so much to unpack there.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I looked at it too, and I think that they're just trying to make sure that they're giving the parents an opportunity to say what they want to say, have what happen what they want to have happen in both the prosecution and the sentencing and everything having to do with it, to have them a sense of peace. You know, every time there's a murder or any kind of crime at this level, you have a victim assistance program that kicks in as well. And so it might be part of that. A lot of things could be going on there.
Does it mean anything if the local police department is saying that there's no connection there? I mean, could they just be lying? Could they be just, you know, just like they said when they were searching for Koberger, that they had no leads at that moment in time, yet they've been following him. Could this be something of that nature?
Could be, only because you pointed out they have an arc of behavior. I call these things arcs of behavior, sure, because they establish a pattern. And there's a pattern of trying to mislead to protect the integrity of the investigation, to protect the integrity of what they're trying to do, not out of malice, I don't think,
sure,
but out of, you know, trying to do right. And if what they're trying to do is discovered too soon, too fast, it might compromise what it is they're actually trying to do to bring justice to both the families as well as Koberger, which probably deserves it.
Sure. I mean, that does totally make sense and is understandable. I guess the question I would have, and to try and connect all the dots on it, in order for them to have called the parents in to talk with the investigative grand jury, a crime or an attempted crime or the assumption of a crime would have had to have been committed within the county that they live in, that they're being called into. As far as we know, well, I mean, if they're talking about that murder case with him, that could have been a crime if he was involved, and they may just be trying to clear him or have those conversations. Or could the crime that they would have called him in for, could that have been him concealing evidence at his parents' house with the gloves, dumping trash into the neighbor's garbage, things of that nature?
Yeah, possibly, because what we've seen with this case is there's a lot more that we don't know that the law enforcement did know along the way. And so they might be, and also because a lot of people are trying to see patterns. And I think this is part of, you know, the fascinating thing with this case as well. People are trying to see patterns between him and the BTK killer back in the 70s and Ted Bundy. And I'm seeing all these things because people are trying to see patterns that may or may not be there to try to understand and explain things. And part of the pattern that they're trying to flesh out, I think, with Koberger is, was he tied to anything else?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of missing people and everything. And if the parents of the victims might have known something, might have heard something, might have heard, you know, the girls talking about something, they might be privy to information that they're not even aware of unless they're asked the right question at the right time.
Sure. Where they may not understand that what may have been mumbled about actually had something to do with the crime, but they were simply taking it as, you know, because the crime wasn't maybe mentioned in those conversations, just a name or something of that nature.
Right.
As this continues, and people do continue to speculate on that, we did a segment on it not that long ago talking about BTK, talking about Ted Bundy. It almost feels like Koberger has little bits of the greatest hits of some of the people that we're talking about. But I guess that could also be expected. If you're a sociopath, you're probably going to have somewhat similar characteristics in how you carry things out. Do you see Koberger as being someone that is trying to emulate some of those individuals, or is his actions really just indicative of someone that has that similar type personality?
Yes to all. I mean, think about this. You're a great consumer of knowledge and information. I read a tremendous amount. Mm-hmm. I teach a lot, and a lot of what I teach has been synthesized through all the learning I've done.
Sure.
I say things that I thought were mine that actually someone will say, hey, I said that back in a class, or I said that on a podcast, or I wrote that in a book like 5 years ago. You did. It was actually synthesized by our brains as something that can be useful and functional later in life. And so in Koberger's case, yes, he studied these people. He studied these crimes. He studied these methodologies and investigations because this is what he was doing as a PhD candidate. And so when you're studying this information, it's going to become part of who you are. We are consumers of knowledge, and we're exporters of knowledge based on what we consume and what we synthesize and then what we export. And so we're seeing the same thing here. It's fascinating that people think it's nefarious or it's unusual. No, it's extremely usual. This is what we all do. We all are. I mean, you can go back hundreds of thousands of years to some of the quotes that people are putting out today saying it was theirs. Not probably. I mean, there's not a lot of originality going on. There's original ways to synthesize it and make it yours. But where it all comes from, it all comes from somewhere before.
That's very true. And it's true, like you said, in almost anything that anyone does. It just happens to be that that area with him happens to likely be or accusatorily be a serial killer.
That's why you're probably going to see, you know, if people are drawing parallels or they're seeing patterns, because again, we like pattern recognition as human beings. If you're seeing patterns with other past cases, likelihood that he looked at it at some point, read about it and studied it. Sure. Why not? I mean, does it mean he intentionally did that? That is something you'd only be able to ask him about. I think it was maybe half and half. But remember, when we go back to, he still, to me, looks like a high school kid that had a final project of killing people.
Yeah.
And he took his research he did on how to execute this, and he did it. And he's still surprised he didn't get an A. I mean, that's all he still looks like to me, because he's, every time he goes in the courtroom, he looks like he's dumbfounded that, what do you mean I'm not the best at this? What do you mean I didn't get a passing grade? What do you mean you caught me? Mm-hmm. And that's the, you know, again, we're presuming he's guilty in this kind of dialogue, and I know we shouldn't, but that's the look he has to me, because he didn't have the reps. You know, when I was on the show the other night, and they were going to talk about the BTK killer, and that guy had reps. You know, he was in his, what was he, late 40s or 50s or 60s, something. I mean, he was older by the time they finally caught him.
By the time they finally caught him, I believe early 50s,
And so that's a guy that has reps that knew how not to get caught.
Yeah.
And so he was lucky, or strategically lucky, when he was younger, when he first started killing. But he also, here's the difference with Koberger and other killers as well, like him, that guy knew his problem. He knew he needed to satisfy that need to kill by other nefarious things he was doing, by weird sexual bondage stuff and everything. And so he would do those other behaviors to subdue the killer instinct in him, that need to kill and murder people, for a period of time for the heat to go off him. Then he'd do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so that comes from a self-awareness level that says, all right, I'm a killer and I'm proud of the killer. This is what I'm going to do. And so I'm going to keep off the radar by doing this. Koberger hadn't, well, again, if Koberger had done this, he wasn't at that level yet. Thank God.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Greek, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight. Always appreciated. Robin's website, peopleformula.com. You can check out his podcast there as well. If you like this podcast, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download it so you don't miss any breaking episodes or discussions on the cases we're following for you. Get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Yes, when you subscribe to be a premium member there, check it out on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate it. Even try it for 3 days free. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.